We're now joined by the head coach of the Grundy R5 boys in Steve Wells. Grundy finished fifth, did pick up their first victory of the season in the Novinger tournament last week, beat Atlanta on, I'm going to get my dates confused here, I think it's Friday night, 55-45. Home game with Green City this Thursday, and then a trip up to Canesville to take on the East Harrison Bobcats in the HTC opener on Friday night. Coach, all three games competitive last week. You went 1-2. What do you feel like the boys learned the most from their experience over at Novinger?
I think the boys learned that they're a good basketball team. I think they learned that they've got to play very hard, very tough, to be competitive. And when they do that, they are very competitive.
The game against Novinger, you played them on their floor, and they're a pretty good basketball team. I saw them a week ago Monday, and you lost by five, so certainly you would have liked to win that game. But was that kind of the game that encouraged you the most last week?
Well, they all encouraged me quite a bit. I saw a lot of growth in our players in all three games that we played. In that first game that we played against Novinger, you know, we were down 9 or 10 at halftime. And we came back and got it tied, and then they went on a little run, and we got back to within 3 points with about 30-some seconds left. But we just, you know, we just couldn't get over the hump at that point. But each of the games that we played were a little bit different in the fact that the kids grew a little bit more confident in their abilities and what they can get accomplished.
As far as your team goes offensively, it looks like Caden Gannon, Wayne Baxter, they're developing into a pretty good 1-2 punch for you.
Yeah, they are. They really get a lot of points out in transition play, and they score really well in the half court setting too. But we'd really like to get out in the transition and get some easy opportunities at the rim. And for the most part, the first two games we played, we did. The last game, not so much when we played Madison, but we're going to get to play them again here in the Holiday Hoops, so we're thinking that that might be a different ball game.
Yeah, a team in Madison, and granted, you know, Madison playing Grundy County too is a different opponent for them, but you don't see Madison all the time, Coach. Was it more difficult to prepare for them because of that?
Well, not really. We only had a few hours to prepare for it because we played at 9 o'clock Friday night. And then we had to turn around and play them at 1:30, so I was more concerned with my kids getting rest, rehydrating, and getting some food down them so that they can build up some strength and energy. But when we played them on Saturday, we were about a half a step off in everything that we did. Just couldn't quite get over the hump. And I think not necessarily fatigue showed, but I think some of the results of fatigue showed in the fact that we just weren't quite in step with how we can play.
To me, if you start looking at the games this week that are pretty big games and big opportunities, I feel like that your team being able to play in your place, in your home opener, and Green City's a good team, I think it's one of those games that for the Panthers, and I'm sure you agree with me, Coach, that in order to win, you're going to have to play well, but I think you're very capable of winning.
Well, I think we're very capable of winning, and I think we'll play well. Our kids are making great strides. We're doing a lot of things that are well in practice, and they're starting to show up in games. We just need more court time in games to be able to develop. And I think we're going to be a team that, as we go along through the year, we're going to get better.
We really are.
And I'm looking forward to our opportunities this week.
You get to the point, too, where you lost a couple to start the season. You don't want that number to grow too big. How big was it for your guys to get that victory over Atlanta?
Oh, I think it was huge for us to get that win because we certainly didn't want to be bounced out in two games in the tournament and then have to sit from Friday all the way to next Thursday to play, because Saturday gave us an opportunity to get motivated to play for a trophy in the consolation bracket. Anytime you bring home a trophy in a tournament, that indicates that you've won at least two out of the three games that you've played. And I think that's really huge, and that's something that when you do that, it really changes the mindset of some of your kids in terms of what they can do as individuals, but more so what they can accomplish as a team.
So I'm sure you had a chance to see Green City because they were over at the tournament. You didn't play them. You see them on Thursday in Galt. What impresses you about the Gophers, or what's the scouting report on them?
Well, they've got the coach's boy that's a senior. the Fields boy, he's an outstanding player, and I feel that if we can keep him in check, I feel that we're going to have a great chance to win. But that's easier said than done, because he's a tremendous player. I saw them play in their first round game against Atlanta when they came back from being 10 down at the half and 14 down in the first half, and that young man just really, I haven't seen a player play as hard as he did for an entire game. I mean, he really willed his team to victory in that game, and I was very impressed by him. So we're going to have our challenge cut out for him, but I think our kids are looking forward to the challenge.
Go up to Canesville on Friday, and East Harrison, I've seen them for many, many years, whether it was Ridgeway or Canesville back in the day, or now they're combined, of course, is East Harrison. They're usually not big, but they usually have two or three guys that can shoot it pretty well.
Oh, yeah, they got some kids that can score. Now, their best player graduated from last year's ball club, but they've got a couple other kids that can play. They're going to be really well. So we're going to have our hands cut out. We're going to have our work cut out for us when we go up there. And that's a conference game. That's going to be a back-to-back game situation and setting. So, I'm not for certain exactly how that's going to play itself out. But that's definitely a conference game. And that's a meaningful ball game, and we'd like to get that one too.
Yeah, it starts a road trip for the Panthers too. They're at Winston on Tuesday the 11th, and then at Newtown Harris on Friday the 14th, also in conference play. Coach Wells, appreciate the time. Best of luck with the games coming up, starting with Green City on Thursday.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tom.